Hi. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Trey.
Hi, Capito.
Hi, Trey.
Welcome. Hello, Internet.
Hi, Capito.
Hello, Krista. Hello, Internet. Welcome to the secret podcast for nerdandtie.com at DaishoCon 2014.
And Sunday.
It's Sunday at like 1:30, 1:26 p.m. And
we're much more awake than the last secret podcast.
And this is
way
this,
less disgruntled.
I, however, am not.
Oh.
Krista's less awake. She's very sleepy.
Well, let me pull the fire alarm. I'll wake you up.
Fur isn't here because Fur's a bastard who murders small children in his spare time. He says he's watching the Packer game, but I think he's murdering small children.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised that any Packer fan isn't off murdering small children right now. They'll claim they're watching the Packer game. But we know what happens. We know what happens. We know that Titletown is really about the titles to the land of the children's bodies they've killed. It makes total sense.
Hey.
Trust me.
I'm standing here to remember the children. That's why I'm here.
That's that. Yeah,
remember the children.
Don't listen to him. He's a bear's face.
I don't know. This has been a weird con.
This has definitely been a really weird con.
I've had fun. But it's been a weird con. I have not seen your fiance since Friday. And have you killed her?
No, she's she actually had to just rush over to the anime club booth because she had to go do work there again. She's been working in the vendor hall like all
the
weekend.
Entire time. Yeah, even when the vendor hall is closed. Even when the vendor hall is closed.
She was the, like,
I minute. Think it's a lie.
Did you,
I think
not,
10 minutes I was in there.
I think she went home yesterday because she was mad at Nick and then has just been like the message on Facebook about her not being at the thing was just like a polite way to, like, you know, make Nick not look bad. She's secretly packing up all of her stuff and
I don't think that's happening.
And reorganizing the room so she can pack up Nick's stuff and then put Nick's stuff out on the lawn of his own parents' house.
Well, because they clearly like her better.
Also, because Nick's parents like her better. So
that part's true.
Oh, no, I thought you were joking.
I wasn't joking.
I'm
I know truth. I know the facts. I made Nick bring microphone equipment he didn't need for this con.
I brought that on my own because I'm an Eagle Scout and I'm always prepared.
It's honestly like normally that's what we want you to do. But I need to buy the mixer to put in the middle.
And yesterday, Capito didn't come over at all, so we couldn't do Tom Riddle and Draco.
Yeah, no. It's,
oh, I completely forgot about that.
She was. Krista was cosplaying Tom Riddle from the My Immortal web series all day yesterday. All day.
Hours. He had 13
hours that Capito could have come over, and we could have gotten a single photo. But Capito hates America. Capito hates your people. Capito murders children and roots for the Packers.
It's Canadian web series, so and, really.
I just happened to be dressed up as a general Slytherin alum with my pea coat and Slytherin scarf
wand,
and my wands, and I completely forgot about it. But for most of the day yesterday, I wasn't in the costume, so it just wasn't on the top of my mind. But I wish I would have thought of it.
Instead, he was a off-duty Anaheim electronics engineer.
Yes, maybe I should have. Let's just say that my Slytherin instincts made me shaft you in this awesome Photoshop or photography opportunity.
Also, Capito is a horrible human being who murders babies.
Sorry about that.
I
remember the children, which is why I'm here. I remember them.
He remembers them.
He remembers them.
Never forget.
Oh God, isn't it like the Packer game, like the Packers Vikings game?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh God. Ah ha ha! Half my office on Monday is gonna hate the other half of my office, because I work in I live in Indiana, but I still work out of the Eau Claire, Wisconsin office. So half the building hates the other half of the building during football season, and they're at least 50% of the building is gonna be really pissed off tomorrow.
We're recording a secret podcast.
This is the secret podcast for Nerd and Tie at nerdandtie.com.
Nerd and Tie.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the Nerd and Tie secret podcast for DaishoCon.
Introduce yourself.
Good evening, Internet. How are you today?
You are a terrible person. Give me your money.
No, I refuse.
He's not said his name, so he could be anybody right now.
Yep.
He could.
Trey, if you make something Dark Souls related, I will give you money.
I'll write Dark Souls on the cover of one of these books if you buy it.
That's not good enough.
I don't know. You said if it was Dark Souls related.
That's not Dark Souls related, then it is. It's just got Dark Souls in the name.
I can, if you buy book 4, I will take a Sharpie on this book and write a speech bubble of it that says, Dark Souls is my cousin. And
you have no idea what Dark Souls is, do you?
Her and I will.
All I know is that Dark Souls will be canonically Bruce.
They're dark child killing souls.
We'll put them into the book.
Oddly enough, that's almost accurate.
And then Capito will remember the children.
I will remember them.
But no, but because Ruth will be saying that Dark Souls is her cousin, then she will therefore be Dark Souls related, and therefore, I'll go away.
He's walking away.
He walks away. That's what he does.
It's got too real great for him.
Yeah, he got too real.
Hello.
Welcome to the Nerd and Tie Secret Podcast.
Welcome to NerdandTie.com Secret Podcast that we are recording at this moment, random person.
Hi.
Hi. You are now on the internet in a hidden link.
That's fantastic.
Yes. This is exciting.
This is a very secret podcast. We're talking about the Packers and children and Capito remembering them.
I remember the children. Yeah. It's true. My memory is just that good.
Never forget.
And now we
have It's exciting. It's all very quiet. And now we're all awkwardly sitting here going,
we could ask
it's gotten weird.
I do not know.
It's a lot easier when we're all stranded outside of a convention.
My DaishoCon was a little crazy. It was nice, though, because, cosplay's cool.
Is it really?
Is your name?
Yeah.
Are you the cosplay contest assistant, as I've discovered?
Yes, I'm Jess. Hi.
I knew your name was Jess because it's written on the badge hanging around your neck.
And then I figured the only Jess listed as staff is
yeah, I know. It's kind of
there's only one Jess on staff.
We never had a Jess on staff when I was regular staff.
How many Nicks did you have?
I think I might have been the Nick.
You had two Zacks.
We had an extra Nick for a while, and then he showed up to like two
one of whom has one of whom had the middle name of the last name of the other.
Because you were just too much Nick.
Wait, we
have Canadian Nick.
Yes. This is Canadian Nick.
Canadian Nick.
The Nerd and Die Secret Podcast.
Winner of Best in Show at Ottawa Pop Expos. And S featured on Heroes of Cosplay, because Lord knows that hasn't been talked enough about this weekend.
Well,
the only Canadian cosplayer whose name I'm aware of.
I listened to your story about that, and then I missed all of it. That's okay,
because
Otaku Tonight and
you
were
there.
You guys hang about the exclusive about Otaku Tonight.
It was a pretty nice portrayal.
But technically, this recording is appearing on NerdandTie.com, which has talked very extensively about Heroes of Cosplay.
Has it?
Yes.
It was a good segue, though, because I just started talking about cosplay, and then you pop up, and we sat in a room together for 6 hours.
My ears were ringing, and I just, appeared.
Yeah, you are now the most famous person to appear on the Secret Podcast. We've had more famous people on the real podcast. But
on the secret podcast.
No, it's at every convention we record a secret podcast, which is accessible through a hidden link on nerdandtie.com.
That's awesome.
So yes,
where would my that is like link?
Legit. It's a hidden link. Stuff. Just click around the page till you find it.
I will look through the code then.
Yeah,
that's the easier.
Yeah, just search the code for secret and you'll find it.
That's how I did it.
The most high-tech thing I know to use is a sewing machine. I can't interwebs, what? I just keyboard smash.
I can't sewing machines, so, but there we go. They scare me, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're recording this on, Trey has a space phone, and we're talking about technology. I have a flip phone.
Yeah,
and
I want to point out, Nikazumi is still using a flip phone from, 2003.
To be fair, Cheesy, who was in the Hall of Awesome, also had a flip phone.
Yeah, that's...
I saw it today.
Saying the accountant still has the flip phone is not really...
No, I think the nicest thing on my phone is this Hawk Hider keychain.
I think it's funny you called my phone like a fancy space phone when it's like two models out of date.
Mine is like four models out of date.
This is my link to technology.
Did you know you could get a phone of this equivalent for free right now?
Probably.
No, I mean literally.
Contract.
You'd have to be on a contract for 2 years, but the iPhone 5C is literally this phone, just with a colored back.
I'll think.
Well, I mean, you would have a higher monthly rate.
Yeah, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I live on.
But do you need both kidneys?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Why do you need both kidneys, Nick? This is the 21st century when everything changes. And Torchwood is ready.
Her and I know some children who don't need both kidneys. We're fine.
Did you know that if you collect enough children's kidneys, you get a helicopter?
It's true. That was the strangest Pepsi promotion, but,
that
you know.
That was the weirdest
Wait,
one.
What? Is this sounds stranger than Pepsi Man, unless Pepsi Man's involved.
Well, though, you remember those, I think it was Pepsi, the old Pepsi points, where, like, they put a fake thing on the ad with a Harrier jet, but they forgot to put on the, like, a disclaimer that wasn't a real prize.
Yeah.
And so someone actually collected enough points to get the Harrier jet, and so they had to give this guy, like, a replica, like, a fiberglass replica of a Harrier jet, because they couldn't give him a real Harrier jet. That would be illegal. So it's a famous story involving why disclaimers are important. But that's why the kidneys for helicopters thing. Well, that was their weirdest one.
Yeah, that was.
And I've been told they have to honor that, even though they've never put in an ad. If you just show up with 2,000 children's kidneys to PepsiCo, they have to give you a helicopter. And pretty much, if you show up with, like, 2,000 children's kidney at PepsiCo, they will pretty much, like, fold to any of your demands at that point.
Yes. So I don't buy the legal argument there, but I do buy the fear argument of so many kidneys. Clearly, if you have that many kidneys, you have some sort of power that should not be challenged.
Exactly.
Psychotic.
So I think
I hope you learned something, everyone.
Yeah, as
Don't
I was
be a Batman villain. Don't listen to
we've now had world class level cosplayer on the Secret Podcast. If you heard him, we've had Daishokan staff, former and current. We've had my wife, but not Fur, because Fur is afraid. And killing children while pretending to be watching a Packers game. That's what we've learned today, folks. We hope you eat a good sandwich now.